Help us, God, to be obedient children, and to cast out of our hearts and minds all things that might hinder us in serving you. Amen. Lord, how do we get past all this resistance that is so destabilizing? It seems like there are some souls who are not willing to be cut out for this life. They will leave on their own. What is lacking is respect for my wishes and obedience. Children under instruction, when you come from the world to seek me on the mountaintop, there are certain sacrifices and new things you must learn to survive here. You cannot bring your old ways with you. There are no air-conditioned Cadillacs to drive in. It is dusty, gritty, sometimes hot, and sometimes cold. I have done my utmost to accommodate your human needs. But what you are not supplied with, you must learn to adapt, or you will put this whole community in jeopardy. I have given you everything you need, the absolute necessities. Now it is your turn to rise to the occasion if you want this life. This life is not for everyone, and I will not allow two or three people to make it harder for the others by demanding their way. I love you dearly, and I have given you free will. You may seek out your own way, but not here. This place is for the ones that want to grow up and be like the very first apostles, who were deprived of many human conveniences, did not want the Roman way of life. You, however, have to decide if you want to go back to Rome to live in the world, because I will not tolerate dissension and disobedience here. Everyone must answer to me through Mother Claire. And if you are resisting her, you are in the sin of rebellion. I would not have called you here if I were not planning on giving you the graces to adjust and be happy. But that all depends on your willingness. The Sunday meetings are a time of fellowship and bonding that you and the community cannot live without. I have asked you time and time again to protect your Saturdays so you can be present to these important times together. Some of you have ignored my request and have rebellious ways, ignoring this request. I move in a way you cannot comprehend on Sundays and even during the week at 3 p.m., I need the ones who truly want to be members of this community to be here unless there is a dire, and I do mean dire, necessity for them not to come. Those of you who have been absent at this time have lost graces from me. You are running on your own steam, which quickly collapses without my grace. I had graces prepared for you in every meeting, but the enemy talked you out of coming. The problem lies with pride and disobedience. You want to live this life, but you want your own way. I am asking you to choose this day who you will serve. Is it going to be your flesh and your culture, or me? If you choose me, the cost will be great, but in the end, when you face me at the judgment, you will be among those worthy of my reward. Choose the way of humanity and your flesh, and there will be great sadness when you see what you missed out on. I will still love you, but your remorse will be deep and affect your station in eternity. I am with you. I am for you. Eye has not seen, neither has it ever entered into your mind, what I have prepared for those of you who overcome themselves. Try, beloved ones, just try and allow me to equip you. There is very little time left for you to get it right. Things are changing rapidly behind the scenes, and your country is at a crossroads. You are at a crossroads, and you cannot continue to be prideful and rebellious any longer. Go the extra mile for me, and I will make you indestructible. Cave to your flesh and self-will, and you will lose all I have cherished and prepared to give you. Time is running out. Choose wisely, my dear heart dwellers. Choose wisely.